it.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Here we go. Awesome. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah. I'm so excited.
So Bob, what happened was Bob came to me and he was like, I don't want to do just a normal sermon this year for New Year's for our online. He was like, I would like to do a year in review. You know, we always do like annual reviews. What's happened at Journey in the last year? And so I thought, what would be fun? Let's get in a car and do like carpool karaoke.
I think this kind of. It's
gonna
be fun.
So fun.
So, Peggy, you're first up. So,
woohoo.
You are our children's pastor.
Yep, I am.
And tell us about this year.
So, it's been a really exciting year. We have had more and more kids every Sunday. We even topped out at over 300 a few Sundays, which is our highest ever. So, that's super exciting. And since September, we've had 70 new first serve volunteers, which is awesome. And we still need more. And so, it's exciting. It feels like family. There's lots of energy and happiness and joy down the halls. And it just makes me happy.
Yeah. And you want to have like a really good adult to kid ratio. So you want to make sure and have plenty of volunteers. So what about the fourth and fifth graders?
So because we're growing so much, we need a little bit of extra space. And so thankfully the Y is letting us use their bottom portion of the YMCA, which is right across our parking lot. Nice. And they're going over there and rocking it. That's a huge class too, sometimes on the upwards of 40 kids. It's been really exciting to see them be excited to go to someplace new too.
The YMCA has like a special extra connection for you.
YMCA, the song.
Yeah.
Was the mother-son dance at my son's wedding.
Right.
So, like, we just had this special connection to that song, and I was like, that's what we should dance to, Jack, and that's what we did.
It's usually kind of like this thoughtful, reflective, I love you, but instead, you guys do your favorite dance song.
Yes.
All right.
The YMCA.
So, we got to do that. Now, I have a little question. Now, when you do the C, do you go, like, to people looking at you?
I've never.
Yes, C-A. You do. You did it. Yep.
Oh.
I was like,
here we go.
Oh, it's starting.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
That's good. So tell me a little bit about your background and why working with kids is important. What got you into that?
Yep. So in Texas, I was a counselor and I worked a lot with kids and adolescents and families and really have a heart for them, and especially kids that are struggling. And did that for over a decade, but I just remember being there and just thinking to myself, wow, so many of these kids, if they had had a faith foundation that would stand even in the storms of life, that would help them through that, give them hope and a place to go to find joy and maybe people connected to that, that would be great. And so I started volunteering right before I met my husband. So since I was 20, I've been volunteering with kids in some way, shape, or form. I was one of the more overlooked kids in our church, and I really didn't have anybody that, other than family, that poured into me spiritually. And so maybe it was not having that that made me just really, truly appreciate having somebody that knows your name, that loves you, that loves Jesus. And my goal is that no kid leaves base camp without being known and loved. And
now, Peggy and Logan, not everybody knows that you have a shared history. Logan?
Yes.
What is it?
We are both former residents of the great state of West Virginia.
West Virginia!
West Virginia. Yes, that's correct. Yep. So there's only one song. There's only one song.
Wild and Wonderful.
It's true.
There's only one song.
That truly represents West Virginia.
Exactly. Yes.
Only one.
Close to the heart.
Almost heaven. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River.
Life is old
there. Older than the trees. Younger than the mountains. Growing like a breeze. Country roads. Take me home.
You got it. Take it.
To the place I belong. West Virginia. Mountain mama. Take me home, country roads.
Logan, you are the next gen pastor at Journey. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on with our students.
Yeah, we've had a great fall, great semester with the kids, and we've seen over 320 kids come through youth this year.
Wow, that's
so
lot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's middle school and high school.
Middle school and high school, yeah. And a majority, we kind of look at that as like if they've come numerous times too. So that's numerous visits, not just a one and done kind of thing. And then we also have three different small groups that are happening throughout the valley throughout the week right now, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
Really excited about that offsite. And then we've had 189 first timers this year. So there's
wow,
so just this fall.
Just
that's
this
so
fall.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So we're close.
Is it like people bring friends or like
yeah
the
yeah we have you know it's a little bit of everything honestly. There's people who are new to Journey and just kind of getting their kids involved. There are but a lot of them are friends. A lot of them are kids saying, "Hey, come be a part of this with me."
I love that.
And so that's really exciting. You know, I think that's the sign of a healthy ministry when it's people say, "Hey, come be a part of this with me." So yeah, we're excited about what God's doing in through those kids' lives.
What was your like story background? Like, what got you into working with students?
Kind of a long journey, but I think it starts with just I had a great youth pastor. You know, I had a great youth pastor when I was in coming up, and it's safe to say I have no idea where I'd be without him right now. Just a normal guy in West Virginia, you know, just caring and loving for us and kind of setting a lot of those, modeled for me what I think it means to be a pastor. And
yeah.
And so I kind of took a couple different routes, you know, and teaching as a missionary and all kinds of stuff. But I've always worked with students my whole life. And so God's put me in this role as the next gen pastor and just caring for the next generation. So one, we want to be a place where these kids can investigate faith. And so we have a phrase we use a lot that says it's better when you're here. Mm-hmm. We just believe every kid matters. Their voice matters. Their experience matters. Their story matters. And we want to get to know them. And just kind of have this belief that every kid's going to make a decision to follow Jesus one way or the other. I would rather them make that choice with us. Like, I want them to be a space where they can make that choice. Mm-hmm. Because another thing we say a lot is we Journey students exist to be a place where you make your faith your own.
Yeah.
You know, and these kids, you know, whether they do come from a faith background or they don't, or, you know, we just say, hey, mom might have a faith, dad might have a faith or lack thereof, but you got to make this your own. You know, Jesus asks all of us, you know, who do you say that I am? And so we want every one of our kids to be able to make that opportunity.
Yeah.
Wrestle with that question in these years.
So. Yeah.
Logan, we were talking about like songs, like
you
and your wife, Kayla. I was trying to figure out what would you guys say is your song?
Well, early on, she asked if we would have a love song or something like that. And I said, there's only one song that I thought I could describe my love for her. And it was from my beloved Randy Travis.
Randy Travis.
Deeper Than the Holler.
So,
Deeper Than the Holler.
Deeper Than the Holler.
I love that song.
The song's all about just a simple guy. How does he love his wife?
Did you ever like officially sing that to her, like at your wedding or
reception?
I definitely
did not sing at the wedding or reception, but I'm glad I get to right now.
Yes, this is your moment.
Here we go.
Well, I've heard those city singers
even
singing
like him.
About how they can love. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew.
I'll take it.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes,
that fall in late December, and dawn is sad as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
So the other thing that we had talked about was, you mentioned you were a missionary, and talk about like missions that we did this year.
Yeah, so we were excited this past summer. We got to take our first student team, missions team from Journey.
Wow. Really exciting. Nice. That's super exciting.
Yeah,
super
cool. So we got to take about 10 kids this past year, and our goal is to take probably about 11 students to our team, for about a team of 15. And this is a high school trip, and we've just been able to build this partnership brand that you really started with Bolivia, with Food for the Hungry. And so we just had Juan Pablo come in November, and he shared the heart a little bit more with the rest of our congregation, which kind of kicked off our long-term commitment with Food for the Hungry. And so we're excited to go back to Cochabamba this summer in June, and we're in the process of selecting a team and doing all the training and stuff like that right now.
I'm excited. Also really happy that the students went. My daughter had a great time.
Great. James was awesome.
Glad we have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She opened up there.
Yeah. So thanks to Journey for, you know, supporting and sending kids. They have to individually fundraise, but I know a lot of that comes from Journey families. And so thank you.
That was awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You bet.
That was fun.
Welcome. Hey, friends.
Hey, guys. Come on in.
You can get cozy.
All right. All right. Seatbelts.
Okay, so I'm Michelle Quigley. I'm the Connections Pastor at Journey Church.
Yeah.
I get to help people get connected into groups and be known and loved. I love it. I love what I do. We have Danielle in the middle, who is our Journey Community Groups Coordinator.
I help everybody get connected into a group, help them find a community, help them find their people.
Shannon just came on staff.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got Shannon DeYoung in the house. And she is taking over the First Impressions coordinator role.
Michelle, what did you do before you came on staff with Journey? Like, what drew you to ministry?
I got involved in my early 20s in college with an organization called Youth of the Mission. It's a parachurch organization. It's one of the largest missions, short-term missions organizations. So where I was focused in the organization was discipleship. So a lot of small group trainee interaction, a lot of one-on-ones, really just walking through what it means to shepherd and care for people. And so it's been really fun to see in the last 5 years. I think we had 11 groups post-COVID. And so in the 4 years, we have 110 groups is bonkers. It's pretty cool to see like people jumping on board and excited about being connected and known and loved and being really shepherded well. So that's been really cool. I think this fall we had the biggest onboarding we've ever had. We had 33 new groups jump in and say, I want to lead. People jump in and say, I want to lead a group. So that was amazing, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without Danielle. It was a lot of behind the scenes stuff and getting prepared for our groups fair, which is a big way we onboard new groups and leaders. And so I think just having 110 groups and nearly 1,100 people in groups and almost 200 leaders, because many have multiple leaders. We have a long ways to go, but we're also a way farther than we anticipated we'd be. So it's been cool to see what God's done.
And we hear Bob talk about it a lot. We want everyone to have a shepherd. And this is kind of the way that we go about that.
100%. Groups. Yep. Yeah. This is how we shepherd. You know, we're a big church, and it can't just be Bob or Brian or a handful of us shepherding. Like, our desire is that we're all priests, God says, and we're all meant to disciple and shepherd. And so this is the best way we can do that.
Now, speaking of belonging and being in a group, you played soccer
in high school. Right?
Teams, yes.
Yep. You're on a soccer team, and soccer. There were lots of Michelles.
Lots of Michelles.
So you had a nickname.
Yeah, so because there was 3 Michelles, my coach decided one day that my nickname was Mickey.
Mickey, just random.
Yeah, and at first I was like, Mickey, seriously? And then I really got into it. Let me tell you.
I got it all lined up for you.
Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey, Mickey.
Awesome. Now, Shannon, you are just starting out in First Impressions ministry. What's the goal of our First Impression? What are the different groups and stuff?
We have a lot of different groups in First Impressions. People who greet, people who help with coffee, our ushers help people with seats.
It's really important now because our attendance is so high.
Shoulder.
Yes.
One of the newest that we started this last year was our parking lot team, which has been amazing because one of our goals for First Impressions is that we want to be welcoming people from the second they get into our parking lot, into our facility. And so having that parking lot team has been amazing, one, to help facilitate parking, but also just to show people a welcoming face and that we're here to greet you and we are so happy that you're here.
Awesome. Well, we're really excited to have you. You know, I've known you for a long time. Yeah. You were on my first Christmas choir, I think it was. In like 2005.
Yep. Oh gosh.
As a high school student.
Mm-hmm. Was that when we were at Heritage?
Yep. When we were at Heritage, and you and your twin brother were both in the choir, right?
Yes, we were.
Yep. This might be my favorite song of the carpool karaoke. It shocked me
when you told me, oh, what song was... So you played basketball in high school.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And you had a pump-up song that... I have to think you might be the only person in the world that has this as your pump-up song. What is it?
It is Pear Tay by Josh Groban.
Yeah. And that and that is and that is not Italian for party either. No, this is like a what's funny, I looked up the translation. It's like a tragic love song.
Oh my god. That,
maybe that's just
Sento nell'aria profumo di te, piccoli sogni vissuti con me, ora lo so, non voglio perderti, vuole soltanto te.
Was it like calming for you
to
sing that?
It was.
I feel like it was more of a like I'm like getting in the zone focused.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was.
So this fall we have had like huge growth, over 24% growth over last fall.
Totally.
With people. Yeah. It just feels like there's tons of momentum.
There's tons. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of it is adding over 30 small group journey communities and lots of leaders. But a lot of it is also just people, I think, trying to grow in their faith and making God a priority. And so we thought, break my stride. It feels like a song about momentum.
That's right. We're in a new stride.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find ya. What does that mean? She said, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
Oh my.
All right, good job. Good job. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Team right here. Woo!
This is awesome. Hey guys.
Hi.
How's it going? All right, here we go.
Safety first.
Safety first.
And if you want heated seats, we got them back here.
Oh my gosh, heated seats in the back.
I know, we're fancy. We're fancy today.
As long as this gets me up front singing with the worship team.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Probably not so much.
Okay.
Ouch. It depends.
Ouch. Tell us a little bit about just your, like, what's been happening around Journey this year and kind of vision for where our church is going.
Yeah, when I think about the things that are happening around Journey that obviously get me really excited, I think about the numbers of people that are getting connected in and around shepherding environments in our Journey communities. Because I just saw in my own life how important that was to have people around me. When I very first came to Christ as a college student, there was a guy that worked with Campus Crusade for Christ, and he just helped shepherd my life. And one of the things that I will always remember is I loved playing basketball.
Yeah.
And he would always put together these really good intramural teams that would compete for the championship. And he invited me to be a part of that basketball team with him. And you're going to have to take it by faith that I was actually a decent basketball player back then, because it probably doesn't look like it today. But in one of the games that we played, and our team was called Campus Crusade for Christ, and one of the games that we played, a guy fouled me really hard. And you need to understand that I'm very new in my faith, very rough around the edges. And I got mad, and when he turned around, I took the basketball, and I threw it as hard as I could and hit him in the back of the head. And so this is the Campus Crusade for Christ team. That when the game is over, we would huddle up the other team. We would bring drinks and share our testimony. And so that was not the testimony that they were looking for. And when I look back on that, I just think, man, it would have been so easy for him to say, like, man, we're not going to have you play on our basketball team. You know, you've got to grow. But he just got his arm around me in my life and helped me to grow. And I even remember a time a couple years later when we were sitting on the side of a basketball court when he challenged me actually to think about ministry for a lifetime. You know, would I consider joining staff with Campus Crusade and pursuing ministry? And I just think I needed someone that was willing to see potential in me and to help me learn what it means to walk with Jesus. And so when I stand on our stage and I look out across our people, I know that every person there needs that same thing today. And I still need that same thing today. We've got to have shepherds in our life that help us become more like Christ. And because I believe when we, and it's kind of a life verse for me, but I just know when Jesus looks at crowds, whether it's crowds at Journey or just crowds across the valley, he has compassion and his heart is sad because they're harassed and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd. And so I lay awake at night praying and asking the Lord to raise up shepherds. And in that same verse, Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I know that that was true then, but I also believe that it is just as true today. And so what he said is to ask the Lord of the harvest to raise up laborers for the harvest field. And so that's what I pray for around our church. And so when I think about what I'm excited about from the past, it's that we are growing in that in fantastic ways around our church. But when I think about the future, I'm just praying that God would continue to raise up laborers day in and day out that will be willing to do what that person did for me and help me learn what it means to be an all-in follower of Jesus.
Now, you didn't say this, but after you threw the ball at the guy's head, what happened? Like, did he talk to you?
Well, They invited me not to play the game anymore. Not him, but the people in the black and white stripes.
What are some of the songs that you grew up listening to? You know, like some of your favorite songs.
When I was just thinking about a song that just reminds me of high school, Bryan Adams' song, Summer of 69.
Yes.
Came out in 1985. That was the year that I was a freshman. Freshman in high school, and that's always just been a classic.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band, and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit. Jody got married. Should've known that we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, the sun has seemed to last forever. Those were the best days of my life.
And that's when I met you, yeah.
Good job, Bob.
We did it.
Woo!
Thanks for singing with us.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just me.
No.
It was like,
yeah, here you go. Just
throw
it.
We wouldn't do that to you or the entire church. No. So, Ginny, what is your official title?
I am the operations pastor.
Okay. So you do like admin and pastoral care work and kind of, that seems like a big umbrella title.
Yes.
Yeah.
I came to faith at Journey actually in my mid-20s. So I didn't grow up knowing Jesus or having a relationship with him. And I had a really good friend who, it was a really hard season in my life, and she just kind of came alongside me. She started to share a little bit about Jesus and her faith and how God had met her in some really hard seasons of her life and how he had worked. And I just remember thinking, man, if God can do that in her life, then maybe there's hope for my life.
What are you putting energy into right now for your job?
Yeah, this last year, I've been focusing a lot on our stewardship and generosity initiatives. Mm-hmm. We only have about 25% of our church family that's actually giving towards the life and ministry of our church. And that's problematic for a number of reasons. The first is that it really does take us all kind of pulling together, to keep our church running and to keep ministry happening and to just provide the resources that are needed. And we're growing, like crazy. And so, to make sure that we're sustainable in all the work that God's calling us to do. So that's one challenge of that. The other challenge of people not living out a life of generosity is that usually that's a flag that there's probably other challenges around financial stewardship and the ways that they're managing their resources in a holistic way, the way that we see Jesus talk about it in the New Testament, where we don't want money to be our God. We want that place to be reserved for God himself.
Now, you and Ross got married during COVID.
Yes, we did.
Yes. And we were talking about music that you love, or like maybe a special song between you guys. And I will say, I was very surprised by what you told me. Uh-huh. So tell me about this song.
Yeah. Well, if anyone has the privilege of being a friend of Ross, they know that he's the kindest, most generous person. And so I find myself, and I don't know how this happened, but I would just tell him, like, you're the best. You are the best. And I find myself saying that over and over. And inevitably it led to Tina Turner's song, The Best.
You're simply the best.
Here's to 2025.
Oh, it's going to be a great year.
Yeah. I'm excited, really excited about the new build.
It's
that we get to talk about.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
Yes. Really cool. Thank you, Brandon. Thanks, this was guys. Really fun.
Good job.
Good job. Can I have my phone here, or do you see it in the video?
It's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. God. Oh. 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 Oh! Oh! Good Lord!
Oh my God.
What are we doing? I'm 55 years old! The heart... What are you doing, Logan?
Oh my goodness! I had no idea!
Now this is the best day of my life.
Oh my gosh! Oh, man!
Hey, Logan's back there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thanks! Thanks for the heads up.
Oh my gosh! And help with. And if he could do it for her, then maybe it was possible he would meet me in those places. So, yeah.
Got on a dead end there.
You did.
How great is the lyric, Mountain Mama?
Mountain Mama.
Got it.
Oh, no. That's cool. We're going off road.
She's like, oh, I know you love that movie because it's a time travel comedy romance, which is my favorite genre of movies.
That's very specific.
So like time travel, comedy, romance. Yes. Back to the Future movies.
That's like one of the best trilogies.
Time travel, comedy, romance. About time. There's a lot of sci-fi ones. The Lake House is probably my least favorite of those.
13 going on 30?
Time travel, comedy, romance.
Totally. Like, now that you say it, I'm like, okay.
I know. Right. 17 Again.
17 Again.
Love that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe
yes.
One of my most watched movies.
What? Okay. Would Groundhog Day count?
Groundhog Day. Time travel, comedy, romance.
Oh, my gosh. There's more and more.
I'm telling you.
What about Big?
Time travel, comedy, romance. It is my favorite genre.
The things you learn.
There's a goat right there.
I think it's a dog.
It's a goat dog.
I thought it was a goat.
A lot of people don't know about goat dogs.
Logan better edit this out.
No, sorry, I gotta go back.
Okay.
Here we go.
I was so excited.
We built this city. Let me go back again. Sorry, it just starts.
It needs to play.
That was nice. I think Logan needs to get out of the back.
I know. Logan! Oh my god! Oh my god, no one talks! I hope we got that on camera!
Have you been there?
I'm sweating! I told Danielle, but I didn't tell Shannon!
Hey, look at that! I did 3 carpool karaoke's and didn't get in a wreck!
Oh, who are you? You should